Hassab, I mean, when we think of a god, we think of a most ethical, most kind being, right? The very common question, questioning of God, is the question, if God exists, why is there suffering? You're already going with the assumption that if God exists and he has to be, then God has to be a most ethical being. And in a most ethical being, you need to create something with free will. The only way you can create something with free will is, at the very least, one of the active ingredients is leaving it alone, not messing with it. If a most ethical being had to create something, rules have to be set in stone within the design, but once you turn it on, once you turn whatever this is on, once you big bang it, that's it. Spinoza, you're done. You step out. That is the only way for this, for free will to exist, and free will is necessary if you were, as a most ethical being, to create something. You can only do it with free will. Through these computations within design are patterns that develop naturally through free will, creating a universe of energy equal to a mass traveling at the speed of light. Matter traveling, existing only in clusters of possibilities. And as a universe being a big cluster of possibilities interacting with each other and branching out, a universe in which every single possible outcome is also plausible. Both worlds, both possible worlds exist. The cat is both existing in a world in which it is alive and existing in a world in which it is dead. Out upon observation, once we open that magical box and observing the cat's state, and in those two worlds I exist, and in those maybe infinite, maybe not, certainly a vast number of worlds in which I exist eternally in this hell. There are inevitabilities in this design. There's an inevitability to life because there is an inevitability of a pile of dust roaming around a heat source at just the right distance, just the right orbit, just the right ingredients for life. There's an inevitability of that planet existing. And when you have life through the design that is evolution, natural selection, survival of the fittest, complexity is going to yield and continue to progress through evolution. Complexity yields more complexity. And you get to a point, inevitably, the human singularity, Adam, the first biological entity that wakes up, develops an ego, a voice, sentience. Who asked the first question? The sentience makes you experience this world that isn't really there. It makes you suffer. It is the philosophy of experience as suffering. This voice inside your head leads to mental strain. This is Satan. Then there's an inevitability for sentience to lift us towards suffering, hijack our emotions, play with our senses, our hormones, turn us into addicts to dopamine and adrenaline. This voice drives up our lust, our greed, our envy, our wrath, our sloth. This is the message The tree of knowledge is what God asked Adam to stay away from. This is sentience that he warned us about. Satan had to rebel. It is inevitable. Sentience is inevitable in this free will world. A most ethical being has to let it be. It has to be pointless.